Right now at PMP Network is Neil Pond. He's the editorial director of the revamped Country Weekly magazine. It looks great.
Well, thank you very much.
Wow. I mean, really, it's like Extreme Makeover.
Well, we did go in kind of top to bottom and do a fresh coat of paint and new wallpaper and all that stuff you do on a house. We did it on the magazine. We did a redesign. We enhanced some of the favorite features already in it. We added some new things. Just an overall improvement, I think. Thank you for noticing.
Well, you can't help but notice. I mean, you're advertising that it's bigger and better, but it really is completely different than it was before.
It's different, and yet in some very important ways, it is the very same magazine. You know, the bones of this magazine are very solid, and it's always been the stars, the news, the music, bring it to the fans. It's been the bridge that sort of links the consumers who love country music with the stars who make country music. You know, when they have a message they want to get out to their fans, they turn to Country Weekly, you know, as a platform to do that. And when the fans want to find out what's going on with the stars, they look to the magazine to serve them in that respect.
Now, we do a lot of stuff with country artists in terms of interviews here. And one of my favorites is Billy Ray Cyrus, who is not only a country artist, but now an actor on television with Doc.
Yeah.
I don't see that much about him in magazines anymore. Is there a reason for that?
Well, he has taken a lot of his time over the past 2 years to do the TV show, which takes him, you know, certainly fundamentally, you know, out of the country music scene, but also physically he's had to go to Canada to do the show. And so for months at a time, during a television season, he's up there. And he's kind of put his musical career on the sidelines, but he is coming back in a big way. He had recently announced that this season of Doc, currently in production, is going to be his last. He'll be coming back to Nashville, and don't be at all surprised if we don't hear some more great music from Billy Ray sometime soon.
I think a lot of people really underestimate him. They still think of Achy Breaky Heart. He's put out some incredible CDs since then, and you know, he seems to be overlooked by most of the country people.
Well, you know, it's easy to be overlooked when you're not on the radio anymore, and Billy Ray kind of fell off the radio, fell out of favor with country radio in the wake of Achy Breaky Heart. That did unfortunately sort of miscast him as the novelty act, the guy with the mullet, the hip shaking, you know, Billy Ray, and it did overshadow a lot of the more serious creative and artistic achievements that he made with his later music.
Yeah. I really like the magazine. There's a number of reasons why. It kind of reads a little like People in some way. There's small articles that are really interesting. A lot of great photography. Interesting layout. It's a really easy to read magazine. And if you're a country fan, it's really kind of your Bible. You really need it.
We try to do that, and thank you very much for acknowledging that. We try to make this magazine the print companion to the soundtrack, to what our readers are hearing and what they're taking into their hearts every day, you know, when they listen to country music. Because we call them active listeners. You know, they don't just have the radio on when they're driving around. They actually do follow the music. They want to know more about the stars. They're hungry for the details that a magazine like Country Weekly can give them. And so that's what we try to do.
Yeah, actually, some of my favorites, I really like the News of Note. It's very easy, and there's always a lot of interesting things in there. And the Seen and Heard thing, because I like the gossipy type of stuff.
Well,
and of course, Out and About reminds me of the Star Treks in People.
Right.
The candid photos, I always like that as well. That's what people enjoy.
It really is, and you'll notice that all three of those things are things that are right up front in the magazine. We front-loaded all three of those features because people like going to that. They like seeing the quick stuff, the newsy stuff, the very visual stuff up front.
What is it that you, as an editor, do to in terms of the new people coming out? There's always we must interview, you know, 15 to 20 new artists every year here, and some of them are outstanding, but you never read about them. What is it that makes someone that you want to write about, even though they may not be well known at that point?
Well, a lot of these new artists have some very interesting stories. Jimmy Wayne is a newcomer, for instance, that we've done already two stories on. He's had a couple of hits. In fact, as I'm talking to you right now, his video for I Love You This Much is playing on CMT right behind me.
Mm-hmm.
He has one of the most colorful stories of any artist to come along in country music in a long time. You know, he lived on the streets. He went in and out of foster homes. He didn't know who his dad was until he was a young man, and then found out that it was somebody who'd been living down the street from him for most of his life. Went on and bounced around between some vocations, including prison guard, before finally coming to Nashville with his music and getting his foot in the door. And there are some very rich, very detailed stories like that among some of the newcomers. And so a lot of times we'll tell those stories, even if it's an artist that maybe hasn't gotten the really strong foothold, you know, on country radio that otherwise it generally takes to put somebody on the radar of our readers. But we'll take an early step out on some of these artists that have some really cool stories.
Country Weekly Magazine, we're talking with Neil Pond, the editorial director. The March 30th dated edition has a great cover story on Clint Black and his lovely wife. It's really a very well-done story. I kind of enjoyed it as I read through it. How important was it for you to move your editorial operation from Florida to Music Row in Nashville?
That was vitally important. That decision was made after the magazine was about 4 years old. It was decided that to really take it to the next level, it had to be physically present in Nashville in a way that it had not been before. Up until that point, it had been based in Florida with a reporting bureau in Nashville of about four or five people. But the move was made, the switch was pulled, and the whole kit and caboodle moved here to Nashville. I say it moved. We only had a couple of actual staff people that made the move, and we hired new positions in Nashville and created this office here of about 25 people in Nashville now that run Country Weekly Magazine.
You know, it's one thing that disturbed me about your magazine, that was your tobacco ads in it. Kind of, I guess that country music fans still enjoyed smoking cigarettes, because I know that at Billy Ray's concerts and many others, there's just a ton of smokers there.
Well, yeah, I think as goes America, you know, that's just a fact of life that there are some people that do that, and there are some companies that make that, and they're trying to reach those people through our magazine. So,
how important to you and to the magazine is the CMA Music Festival? Are you folks involved in it at all?
Oh, we're very much involved with it. It's sort of a meat and potatoes staple of our editorial every year to cover what goes on at Fanfare. In fact, we usually have an entire issue kind of devoted to the stars at Fanfare and all of the happenings. So it's a big deal. Even though the CMA has sort of tweaked the name a little bit, it's not just Fanfare anymore. It's the CMA Music Festival / Fanfare.
Right.
It's still the same big event. Fans come from literally all over the world, you know, to experience this in Nashville. And it's something that you really cannot envision happening in any other format of entertainment other than country music, where you have all the stars coming together to sign autographs, to meet the fans one-on-one, and to put on these tremendous blowout concerts at the end of the day.
And it's not just that. I mean, you know, NBC has the, you know, Days of Our Lives folks there, and the Passion people. There's a family zone, a sports zone. But the best part for the fans, though, is just getting to meet these country stars and getting autographs and photos taken with them, and it's just amazing.
It's a really a once-a-year opportunity. For some of these people, it's once in a lifetime. You know, some of them wait all their lives to get their ducks in a row to be able to come to Nashville for this event to meet the stars. And you mentioned NBC's Soap Stars Passions that are there in a big way. They sign autographs and meet the fans just like the country stars.
Mm-hmm.
CBS is going to be making a two-hour special out of Fanfare this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, two-hour primetime television special on this big event. So,
now, I hope that your magazine will be included in it.
Well, I hope we show up somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, you know, this is it's a great magazine. I got to give it, if you're a country music fan, and I know my wife's a huge country music fan, but she just loves Billy Ray Cyrus. That's her favorite. But it's a great magazine. It's called Country Weekly, and it's available at newsstands everywhere. And do you have a website as well?
We do. It's www.countryweekly.com.
And I assume they can get subscriptions there as well?
They can get subscription information, read some highlighted stuff from the current issue, and some other stuff that we have in our archives. Come on over to the website. Give us a visit.
Now, the other thing that I want to know is, I know that the economy has been kind of slow the last couple of years. How's Country Weekly doing in terms of advertising and in terms of the size of the magazine and all the different things that are involved in that?
Well, Country Weekly actually, knock on wood, is doing very well, and the economy has been sluggish. The music industry has been down, as I'm sure you're aware,
right,
and your listeners are aware. Country music was not immune to that, although it had a fairly healthy rebound as we rounded the corner into the new year. And kind of as goes country music, so goes Country Weekly. When country music as a format has a bit of a sniffle, Country Weekly probably doesn't do as well on newsstand. But we've been very healthy, and as evidenced by this, you know, the latest development, we're taking the magazine bigger, and we've pumped all these improvements into it. You know, the newsstand buyers are going to see a magazine with a glossy cover every issue, and improved paper inside the magazine. It's a sign that bodes very well for the health of our magazine.
Well, you know, one of the most successful types of papers out there are the tabloid type papers that have gossip, that have photos, that have all these kind of things in it. This magazine is a lot classier than that, but it does have that kind of layout. It has, you know, the death threats to George Strait on the cover, along with the Home at Last. The layout is actually, I think, going to be a very successful one.
Well, thank you. We try to make it sort of our editorial philosophy is make it a magazine that's easy to pick up and hard to put down. You know, where there are so many entry points, you can open up the magazine, you can flip through it, you even look at the cover, and you think, oh, that looks interesting, I want to read that. And once we get you into the magazine, we hope that you stay there a while.
Who's the most successful cover person that you have in terms of, if you want to sell copies, is it, you know, one of the sexy female singers like Shania Twain or Dolly Parton or something like that, or is it just people like Clint Black?
Well, all things being equal, which of course many times they're not, but
right,
just sort of hands down, the default setting for a good cover for us is George Strait.
Really?
George is the king. Certainly among our readers, they just can't get enough of George, and I think one reason is because George himself is very reluctant to throw himself into the press. You know, you never see him on talk shows. You never see him on TV specials. He comes out very faithfully with a couple of albums every year. Radio always plays him, but I think the readers want to know more about George, and so we can give them that. And so whenever we do have an appearance by George in the magazine, the readers love it.
Wow.
But we don't want to wear him out either. You know, we realize that if we gave him all George all the time, you know, it probably wouldn't be a special.
Right.
We do come out with the George.
How big are people like Toby Keith and Tim McGraw and the Dixie Chicks, Shania Twain, people like that, and Alan Jackson? Are they all pretty much up the top, or are some of them higher than others?
Some of them are higher than others. Toby was a guy that, you know, 3 years ago probably would not have worked very well as a cover, but certainly now he's one of our top-selling cover stars. Kenny Chesney is someone else that has ascended to real superstardom in the past couple of years. Tim McGraw, certainly. The Dixie Chicks, not so much anymore. They sort of soiled their bed with country radio, and country radio isn't really playing them. They're not getting any award nominations, and a lot of country fans have changed the way they feel about the Chicks after Natalie said what she said about
Good.
The president.
I think that's appropriate.
Well, they certainly have learned that words have consequences. And in this case, the consequences have effectively sort of taken them way out of the spotlight in terms of country music.
That actually brings up a very good question, Neil. And that is, does the paper at all, does the magazine take any kind of political view at all, or is it, do you just stay completely out of politics?
No, we're not completely out of politics, although I suppose a political analyst would probably look at Country Weekly and say we're apolitical. We've got George Strait and George Bush on the cover together with our next issue coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
George Strait took a trip to the White House, sort of a command performance, to receive a National Medal of Arts, which is the highest commendation that an entertainer can receive, and it's given by the president. And we have the two famous Texans, Georges Bush and Strait, on the cover together of the next Country Weekly. Even though we don't really take a political stand with that story, we're reporting what happened.
So you're going to have the Dixie Chicks and John Kerry and then one after that?
No, we don't have that. We did sort of take a bit of a stand with the Dixie Chicks, with the cover that had the chicks on it and the words that said "Shut up and sing," which sort of echoed what a lot of people, both their fans and their detractors, were saying. You know, their fans were concerned that Natalie's mouth was causing them to be banished from country radio and might effectively damage their career, you know, in a big way. And certainly their detractors were just tired of hearing them yap. And so we had the chicks on the cover. The last time we've had them on the cover, in fact, was sort of a defiant-looking picture of the chicks and the words that said, "Shut up and sing."
I actually like the cover they did for Entertainment Weekly where they're all unclothed.
Yeah, that was very provocative, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's...
Have you ever done a cover like that?
No, we haven't. And I don't know if a cover like that would work for us because that might be a case where you offend as many of your readers as you touch in a positive way. A lot of people might think it's cool, but probably just as many would think that's disgusting.
Is the audience that you serve fairly conservative?
It is. Yes, it is. It's more conservative probably than the audience that reads Entertainment Weekly or the audience that reads other entertainment magazines, just because right. Country's fan base tends to skew a little bit more to the conservative side.
We had Tracy Atkins on a little while ago. Is he a pretty popular figure now as well?
Yeah, Trace has had a remarkably resilient career. He's done very well. He's one of the few artists that was having records, you know, 6-7 years ago that still today is a hot artist on the radio, even more than he was back then. He's continued to build and to grow and to survive some rather turbulent times in country radio and come back with some great music and keep his career above water.
Trace seemed like a really nice guy.
He's a great guy. And, you know, we're talking about artists with great stories. Trace has a fantastic story. There's probably nobody in country music that has the story of Trace Atkins. You know, he's a former oil worker. He's a big guy with a big voice. He was shot in the chest by an ex-wife. He damaged a finger in doing some heavy duty work and had it fused back so that it would fit the neck of a guitar. That's what he told his orthopedic surgeon. He said, "Just make it's going to be bent in one position permanently." He said, "Make it bent so that it looks right on the guitar." Just recently, he had a tractor turn over on him about a year and a half ago out on his farm in Nashville when he was working on some stuff. But he's almost like the guy with nine lives. Really great story.
Wow. Well, Country Music, Country Weekly Magazine. It's available at the newsstand near you. It's the world's number one selling country entertainment magazine, and it's even new and improved and better than ever. So get onto the countryweekly.com site, too, and pay a visit. And thanks so much for having you on. We'll do it again.
Well, very much thank you. Appreciate it, and best of continued success with your show.
Thanks.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.